talking about black men, black white men. Not a racial. I want to know, is it a culture thing or something going on that they have their own culture of growth? This is the thing we're going to be asking all this month. Why do black women less white married women?
There comes a time when we heed a certain
call,
when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, one at a time, to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day. We all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
There's
a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
I'm asking you tonight, why do black women go with white men and end up marrying them? Ain't talking about being raped, about something they want to do. And I want to pray a little B.B. King, because he said the feeling is gone. I just want to know. I'm a male. I don't know. So So I got to get the information from the women. This is B.B. King. Tonight, this is the $1 trillion flow, and it's the $1 trillion question. Why do black women date white men, marry white men, go with white men? I can't answer that tonight, but I'm looking for my listeners to answer. Now, if you never went with a white man, you never been hit on by a white man, you might I have a reason. I got some things I want to say because all this week, starting today, tomorrow, Sunday, all to next Friday, that question I'm asking, why do black women date white men, marry white men, have children by white men? And I don't know why, but I have to raise this question, where we will be clear on what's happening. Now, one of the things I want to bring out tonight, I'm going to bring it out every night. You might not like what I'm saying. This is a, I'm asking black women. I'm asking black women, why do black women date white men? And I don't know why. I'm asking why. Is it a spell, or is it something they're looking for, or they're searching? I don't know. It would take a woman to say it. But right now, before we get into this talk, call a friend, call a neighbor. If you miss it this week, we're going to be on tomorrow. We're talking about the healing part tomorrow. We're talking about the financial part. This is $1 trillion flow. This is a $1 trillion question. This is a $1 trillion flow night. And this is a $1 trillion flow question. Let me say it again. This is a $1 trillion flow question. Why do black women date, marry white men? And I don't know the answer. Only a woman in her head, in her mind, can answer that. So I'm opening up this all next week. This is the question. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call a girlfriend. You know somebody married to somebody white, or, you know, because right now, this is 2022. Our vice president, she married to a white man. Our lady just got on the Supreme Court. She married to a white man. She got children by him. I want to know, why do black women marry or date white men? I don't know, and black men don't know. So is it a spell, or is it something they're looking for? But this is the $1 trillion flow question tonight. Maybe you can answer it.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options, and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA
flow
to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Government, $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I've got $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich, we are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that
up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have a million dollars. Your help is 100%. You're 100% real. You're 100% woman. You're 100% man. You're 100% up with your help. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We're right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Florida, maybe in Canada, but you're in the $1 billion. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on.
God bless you tonight. This is the $1 trillion flow night. I got the $1 trillion flow question for the women. Why do black women date white men and marry white men? Is it because of Dr. King integration? Or is it something in slavery that happened? Or is it something that black women are researching for? The question tonight and all next week, the question is, why do black women date white men and go on and marry them? For example, the vice president, she's married to a white man. The lady just got on the Supreme Court. She married to a white man. So many black women are married to white men. I want to ask you the question tonight, why do black women date and marry black married white men? Now, the question, I can't answer that question. It's something to do with slavery when black men or white men were raping black women back in slavery. We can't help now. This is 2022. My question, my $1 trillion question is, why do black women date white men and go on to marry white men and have mixed family by white men? That's a question that women in their psyche got to answer. And I want to know, because all this week we're doing a series, and the question is, call your women friends. If you know somebody married to a white man, this ain't for the men, this for the women. All this week going to be for the women, all the way to Friday. Next Friday, we're going to start, why do black men date white women? That's starting next Friday. But this Friday and all the way Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to talk about why do black women date white men, marry white men, have babies by white men. I don't know why. But if a question come to me, ask the question why. You know, B.B. King, I played B.B. King tonight. He said the thrill gone and the spell gone. This is 2022. I know back in slavery, women were bedwitches. They was made to go with white men. And I'm just trying to see, is that mentality still stuck in our psyche that we want black women want a white man? I can't answer that. But tonight, the line is open for you to answer that. And I want you to press 1 if you want to answer, because this question got to be answered. Because I want to say this tonight. I see that the bloodline, you know, one way in order to cut the bloodline, you all mixed up. You don't know white from black because it's light-skinned, dark-skinned. Do that do something to the mind of our people? You know, you got to understand, in slavery, we couldn't help it. our women were raped by white men that was the overseers. You know, they were made to go with the women and have children by the women. I understand that. This is 2022. You can make up your mind what you want to do. And I want to know, do this carry us over to something else? Do this relationship carry us over to that women want to date white men and eventually marry white men? Why do black women date and marry white men? I got one hand up right now, one hand up. 8138, her hand's up. And I just want to say that because it's something that women have something to say about that. You say, well, I ain't never did it. Well, you need to tell somebody. Why? Maybe your neighbor, your friend. Maybe, I don't know why, but I'm putting it out there. Question I'm asked, I can't answer. Can't no man answer this. A woman have to answer the question, why do black women date white men and marry them? And I don't know the reason why. Only a woman in her psyche, in her mind, can speak to this issue. And this is the issue that I'm bringing forth all next week, starting tonight. Why do black women date white men and eventually marry white men and eventually have children by white men? I want to know, what are the women looking for, or what happening to them that they had to reach across the fence, across nature in order to do that? I don't know, but I'm asking tonight, you as a woman, you as a female, woman of God, can you give me the answer, or give our young people an answer why it happened? You know, when kids, I know one lady, she had a white man, and the kids broke out with rash all over their body. The doctor said it was cause of the bloodline was confused, okay? The black woman and the white man and the children had all kind of sores on them. I don't know why, but I'm asking the question, why do black women date white men and eventually marry them and eventually have children by them? Now, somebody got the answer, and somebody know why. You know, I want to ask the question, why? And I'm going to start with, this is not a black man question. This is a black woman question. And you might say, well, it's all right. A man can't say it's all right. The woman got to say, why do she do it? Is it economic? Is it moral? Is it trying to reach another level? Or is you jealous of your race? Or you not proud of being black? Or you trying to identify with somebody, trying to identify that don't want you? Why is the reason, let me say it again, why black women date white men and eventually marry them and have children? Okay. Now, somebody out there listening tonight can tell me why you feel. Maybe your answer ain't the right answer, but I want to know tonight, why that happened. I'm going to start with you, 2117. I'm going to start with you. Maybe you got an answer that you can tell us where women can, young women can listen. This is 2022. My question is, this is a $1 trillion question. Why do black women marry or date white men and eventually marry them and eventually have children by them? Now, the pattern that I got the vice president of the United States is married to a white man. And the lady that just put on the Supreme Court, she's married to a white man and got children by him. I want to know why. And I have to get the answer from you. 2117, the line is open for you. You have a, you, can you answer that question you just asked? She's from Detroit. You want to answer that question? Now,
I
know somebody that's listening can answer that question because you are a woman and you know. Now, what I'm saying to you, some of these sisters don't want to answer that question because I don't care if you done dated a white man, you have dated one. I want to know why that happened. What reason that happened? And it's 2022. Is you don't have no pride in your race, or you just doing it because of economic wealth? Are you doing it because you're all crossed up? And like B.B. King said, the thrill is gone. I don't know where the thrill at. I'm going to go to 40. I'm going to 4019. Now, if y'all want to answer, just press 1 on your phone and your hand will come up. You know, and when your hand come up, you can answer the question. Now, I'm all this week. That's what I'm going to be talking about. That's what I'm going to ask. Out of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, somebody got an answer. Somebody know why this is overtaking our community. Okay? You say, why the community confused? If you can't recognize why this happening, is you lost your pride? You don't feel that you're better than enough? Or do you feel that maybe if you marry somebody, you're a better woman or a better man? Whatever it is, I want to hear from black women tonight telling the people why. Just, it might not be, you can tell me your feeling. You don't know the feeling. Now, I want somebody that's married to a white man or dating a white man to come on the air to tell me why. What is your personal reason why you were date a white man? Why would you marry a white man? Why you would have children by a white man? Now, I want to say this. America is the most racist country in the world. We still dealing with white supremacy and racism. So I'm asking the question, why would a woman marry a white man, date a white man, have children by a white man? And I want to know the psyche of that. What's going on in your head, or what I'm missing, or what we missing? So I'm asking the question: why do women date white men, marry white men, have children by white men? Now, and I just want to know: is that something? Is that a status, or that something makes you better, or that something give you glory to do? I need to hear tonight from black women. I need to hear black women tell me your reason or tell me why that's happening with you. I'm starting with 4019. I'm starting with you tonight, and you can give me your information if you want to. You ain't got no comments.
Hello, Bishop.
Okay, I got you on line 4019. What is your take on that?
Honestly, Bishop, I do not know. I've been sitting up here thinking, I don't know. I guess this teacher's own. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. As long as you be truthful with your comment, that's good. it takes a person in their mind that want to say what's going on. And you know, we want to know. Society want to know. And I really want to know. And I want people to give an honest answer. If you don't know, you don't know. This young lady said she didn't know. And she don't. You know, you go to school with them, you go to college with them, you work with them. Why? Let me say it again, but I'll be very clear. Why do black women date white men, marry white men, have children by white men? I want to know, thinking, is it something that happened in slavery? Is something in your genes? Is something you looking for? Is it an economic thing? Is it a moral thing? Is it a thing that you, is it a status? Okay, I don't know. Is it an economic thing? You say, well, I can make more money with this person or that. I just want to know tonight. I'm going to 2117. I want you to get your question together because I'm going down the line. And I want women, men can't answer this question. Women have to answer this question. You ask your girlfriend, the next person you talk to, so why do women like white men? And it should be a conversation at church, at the block club. Why? And then what is the fallout of that happening? What is doing for the race? Y'all, you know, it's all right. Is it really all right? Okay. And I'm going to tell you what the Bible said about it later on in our series. But now I just want it to come in, to pull in. Why do black women date white men, marry white men, have children by white men? It, maybe you know, maybe you don't know. Maybe you got a thinking that you think you know. 2117, I got you on the line right now. I'm waiting for your comment. You on there, 2117. 2117, you're on there. The phone, it jumped. Okay. I don't know what happened there. Okay. If you ain't got an answer, just say, I don't know. It's better to be honest about your feelings or to try to hide your feelings. 3203, I want to know what is your answer.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad you came to me, Bishop. Perfect timing. You know, being with somebody don't have anything to do with race. You know, there's a lot of black men with white women, and there's a lot of black women with white men. You go with whatever you feel comfortable with. And for most black women, they look at black men as being very hostile, very negative, in a negative way, in a negative light. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You got to give me a, let me finish my conversation now. So very negative. A lot of black men are very negative, and they're very much very impulsive. And black women in these day and ages, you know, I hate to say this, it sounds bad, but they're succeeding the black man in every category. And so looking at it, if you a crackhead and I'm an executive for whatever company, how could I bring you to, I'm going to make you my child. I don't want to make you my child. I want to make you a partner. I can't take care of you. I can't carry you. I need you to be just as motivated as I am to do something better and to provide for your black family. But you know, just looking at society and looking at statistics, that's not the way. Most black men talk a tough game, but they not living the game that they're talking, and they not standing for the family, the black family. They're not standing for that. So women have to find a way out. So they get people who come into their lives and do a lot better than the community, sort of say, the hood. They just go with the flow. They go with, we're love land. Love don't have a color.
Bishop, you still on the line? Yeah, I'm listening. We listening to you.
So it ain't about slavery. It ain't about nothing. It's about a personal choice. It's what you choose. It's what situation you prefer to be in. It's how you prefer to look at life. I mean, if we really want to dig a little bit deeper and we look at, like, men's and, you know, that's doing something like, let's say for churches and stuff. There's not a lot of men in church. There's women who's leading the church. Ain't no men really in churches. So if you go into a church trying to look for a man or going there to dress up because you think you look cute because your black community man going to be there, he ain't there. So where do he show up at? How do you meet him?
Well, how do you meet the white man?
No, they meet you. And you talked about these women, these powerful women in position. These women ain't got time to play with these men when they trying to get their life straight. They just ain't got the time. So they go with what love draws them to. See, love ain't got a color. It don't matter if he purple. When God made Adam and Eve, he didn't say, I made this one black and this one yellow and this one this. And I know this, I know what you're going to come back and say. Hey, Jesus was black. Okay, that's fine. But you got to treat the black people, the black man got to treat the black woman like she's something. When he get with any other race, he treats them like they something. So he got to learn to do that to the black woman too. Or she won't venture off and do her own thing.
So you feel that the black woman is insecure? She most secure
no,
with
I
white
feel like the black saying. Woman is powerful. She's powerful enough to know that he's not for her because he's not on her level. He can't match up to the black woman. He needs some growth. Most black men is immature until they 50. That's a statistic. That's not something I'm just saying.
Now, what say that again? I got to get that again. What you say? Black men's are what?
Immature.
In what way?
In all the ways, up until they're around 50. You know, mostly like game players, switching information, lying, cheating, stealing. I mean, just all the above. That's very immature. What woman want to have to teach you how to be an adult? No woman don't want no man that she needs to teach how to be a man. I don't want to teach you nothing. You should have came into this relationship knowing how to be respectable, being a gentleman, being a man, ready for responsibility, being a provider, being ready. And, you know, and the next thing is when he ain't ready, he's a gossiper. He becomes a gossiper.
I want to ask, do white men have the same traits?
Well, I'm sure they do, but they just don't put them forward. I don't see them putting them forward. And I'm not saying every white man or every black man, but there is a percentage of black men that's just not there. Where do you, as the host of the show, where do you see black men looking for black women?
Well, I feel that black men have been economic deprived out of all corporate situations. Look on NBC, ABC. How many black men are anchored on that? It's women. So when you look at the overall scheme, how many black CEOs we got? See what I'm saying? So system have systematic put black men out in the pasture. Why do black women want white men?
You just answered that yourself. You said the system have put them out in the pasture. Who want to be dealing with somebody who ain't trying to, you know, fight like hell to get themselves up to standard?
Well, I feel that what happened decided to have blocked the black man from progress. And most, 95% of black males are in jail. for Mika Okorafor.
Well, that's what all the black men is. That's why a black woman can't find him, because, and I'm glad that just came out, because he in jail.
Well, why is he in jail?
That's a $1,000 question, Bishop.
So you still didn't answer why black women won't fight.
Yeah, I did. I answered it, Bishop. And you just helped me answer it. One, black women dating black men because they ain't no black men to date because they in jail. And you don't need a pen pal. You don't need nobody you need to send $10 to. You need a man out on the street being responsible and being a man, celebrating the black family. But we don't have that. There's no big community of that. And then you talked more about, when the show started, about the community. Our communities are filled with people who are subpar.
I don't understand what you said. Community filled with what?
Subpar people. Black men. The black men.
Okay.
And we know that because they end up in jail.
Why do they end up in jail?
That's the $1 million question.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest with you. You can look at all the senseless little crimes and things that have been going on lately. Most of the people, 90% of them, are who? Black people doing these crimes. And preferably black men. I could count on one hand if you see a woman, a black woman. And you will see some, but I bet you if you count the crimes that you see every night on TV, 90% of them happen by a black man. And I'm talking about in the community. I'm not talking about these world events. I'm talking about the community, because that's what you said. You said in the community.
I hear what you're saying. Why you feel that happening? Do they highlight?
God gave us the will to have choices. So it's a choice that they made. Because I'm not committing a petty crime. I'm not breaking in the Gucci store, stealing me a purse. I want a Gucci purse, but I ain't going to break in no store to get it. I'm not going to rob the local hamburger shop because I want a hamburger. I'm not going to do some of these petty crimes that put a perfectly good man in prison because he did something that he could have thought about before he did it. So a woman can't find you if you were in jail unless you're looking for a pen pal.
Okay. My question is,
She gotta date somebody. Her life can't just stop because it's not a black man. She gotta move forward with whatever man is out there. He could be Greek, whatever, Jewish. But she can't stop her life because all the black men went to jail.
Now,
they don't respect the black family.
Can I say this? White crime is not highlighted, but when black steal a piece of candy, it's on NBC 4 or 5 times. Here was a black man shot 60 times. They played it 2 times on NBC, ABC. You hear nothing else about it. Black crime is highlighted, but white crime is low rated. You don't hear about it. Now, all this jacking, what's going on, you surprised it's 4 or 5 white boys with jacking cars. They got him and arrest him and hear no more about it. But every night you hear about blacks jacking cars. But your black women still want to marry white men, date white men, marry white men.
Yeah, because they can't date no black man, Bishop. If they had a black man to date, I'm sure they would date him. It's just like the handful of black men that's out there. They not dating black women. They dating white women. And we all know that. That ain't no secret.
Well, that's going to be my show next week.
Okay. Oh, I'm jumping ahead. I went one show ahead, 1 week ahead. And
yeah,
then, you need a confident man. You don't need no man, no crocodile man sitting up there gossiping and she didn't do this or just backstabbing and talking behind backs and all this. You don't need that. You need a confident man, a respectable man who gonna act like a man, take the trash out at night, walk the dog.
You want a man to be able to walk the dog.
No, this ain't me. I'm speaking for the black woman. You know, if somebody else would speak up, I'll shut up. But for now, since I'm the talker, I'm just speaking for all of us.
So you feel that black women, I want to ask this question since you're speaking. Why do black women will, it can be a white man sitting on the table, a white man sitting on the table, they will pass up the black man then go to the white man. Why is that?
But why the black man don't step up and say, shoot his shot so she can notice him? Because I tell you one thing, white people sure ain't afraid to speak and talk and engage and they want to be involved. But the black man can do the same thing. He can shoot his shot. How she know who he is if he ain't saying nothing and he ducking behind a wall and hiding under the table and all this? She ain't going to know what he want or what he desire. He needs to come to her and tell her. They say when a man found a woman, he found a good thing. Not when a woman found a man. So it's his responsibility.
Well,
come on,
well,
somebody. Do I got anybody helping me out here?
Let me see. I'm hold on. Just hold on. I'm talking to 8138 out of Detroit. What you say about what this lady saying?
Shit, I have nothing to say, Bishop. I like what she was saying because I got two nieces and I got a nephew. They got biracial kids, so I don't know.
Did they marry white men or they just had sex with white men?
Well, one of my nieces, her and a white man been living together about 17 or 20 years now. They're not married, though.
Why are they not married?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe the other young lady can answer. Is it why that they shame each other? Because I want to say this. I know a lady in North Carolina, her two sons, one married an Italian girl. The other, these are lawyers. The other lawyer married a Jewish girl. They could never bring their husband to the bar mitzvah. They could never bring the husband, the Jewish woman couldn't bring her husband to the family meeting, and the Italian girl couldn't bring her husband to the meeting. And they all lived in New York. Now, what about that?
Well, New York is a metropolis, so I don't think race really plays a big, big issue. It's a melting pot. You know, people then took ships and immigrants and came across the water. It's like it should be something that's very used to seeing, you know, different races being with other people. You know, I don't know where it states in any place that it states that a black man should be with a black woman and a black woman should be with a black man. I ain't never seen that nowhere.
Well, back in slavery, let's go back to slavery, they was made, women were made to go with the slave master. But now we're free, and I want to, the question I'm asking, why do black women will pass over a black man and get a white man?
I've answered that question 100 times on this show tonight. You gotta accept that. You got to.
Okay. That's, your question is that they in love.
No.
Love.
I answered the question.
You said because they in love, right?
I say love don't got a color. And love don't have a what race should be with what. We was put here for love. Do you agree with that?
Well, my thing is that I feel that a woman should know that she have to deal with what's in her vibration. My thing, what's in her psyche make her can't love the black man but can love the white man? That's what I'm talking about. You hear what I'm saying?
I might be missing a part in this.
Let me say this again. What's in her psyche that she loves the white man?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You can't say that she loves. You can't say that because you asking a question, but now you're giving the answer to it.
Okay. Or she dates the black man, or she dates the white man over the black man.
She'll date him too, just like I said. He got to be strong enough to use his voice. And if he's not using it and it's two people in the room, of course she ain't going to be hanging around begging nobody. She going to go to the next person.
Well, my whole thing is if a white man sitting on the table, a black man sitting on the table, she go past the black man and get the white man.
She not looking for a man. A man looks for the woman, Bishop. I just told you this. I just told you they say when a man find a woman, he found a good thing. So if it's two people
and
sitting there on the
find
table,
a man,
some,
hold it. When a woman find a man, she found a Ruby. Hello.
Well, I ain't never heard of that one, though.
Hey, I'm getting something to look up.
But I'm
man,
just going to say it like
when
this.
When a woman find a man, she found a Ruby.
A man, and it didn't say black man. It didn't say black man, but it said a man. So my thing is, a man seeks out a woman. Women don't go out seeking out men.
You don't think
men
so?
Seek out women.
So you saying?
I'm telling you about the traditional man and woman situation. Men seek out women, not women seeking out men. So I guess if I needed to flip this around, using what I know. Bishop, don't make me bring this out now. Why is it that the man is not going after the woman and he want her to come after him? Is that another part of the black man's arrogance?
I feel the black man, I feel that the black woman have intimidated the black man so that she have looked over him because he's a diamond in the rough. But she's looking over him.
So you telling me he like a needle in a haystack? She, you will never find him.
Why wouldn't you find him?
he lost.
This is some heavy stuff.
He lost.
Tonight. I need some help. Him. I'm saying to you and the women that are listening.
Well, I'm speaking for all the women on the line right now.
Okay.
I'm speaking for them. And when they upset me when I'm wrong, okay?
Okay. So you're saying, just what I'm saying, black women, if a white man sitting at the table, a black man sitting at the table, they're going to jump over the black man and get the white man.
Bishop, you can't say that because a man needs to shoot his shot. And if he don't shoot his shot, she going to go with the man who is talking. Let me tell you something. It's all about communication. If the black man is not communicating that he needs to be involved with this black woman and he sits there like a bump on a log or a needle in a haystack or wherever he's sitting at, guess what? She moves on. She don't wait. She ain't waiting for him to make up his mind. That's the problem with black men now. They slow to think and they slow to react. And then when they do react, they react into something that they not even been asked about. You got to stick with where we going now. If we going straight, don't you make no sharp left turn.
So you saying black men would turn on black women?
That's what I just told you.
What about black women turning on black men?
Yeah, well, that, you know, I'm just telling you about what I know. I don't know nothing about that.
B.B. King said the thrill is gone. Is the thrill gone from black men? Women don't want black men no more? Is that what you're telling me? Is you telling me that black women cannot find black men? Is that what you're telling me? Women better help you out.
You asking where to find a black man at? He'll go to that location, but he still gotta seek out the black woman. How tall you want him to stand?
And the white boy is a midget, and you get the midget over the giant.
All I know, Bishop, is that if you got a black man, and he a 100% man, and he sees something that he like, he better communicate fast. Because guess what? Women are educated these days. They ain't housewives. They ain't barefoot and pregnant. They moving on with their lives, and they making damn good moves in the workplace. They private lives are very good. They taking care of their kids. Most of them are single moms and got babies by black men who don't take care of their kids. And that ain't no knock, because maybe you can't afford to take care of the kids. Whatever. But at the same time, we want somebody equal to us, not somebody we babysitting and teaching you what your mama didn't teach you and all that. Nobody ain't got time for that.
But you telling me there's no black men out here is equal to
No,
white.
I'm telling you about the community, because you started this with saying the community.
If a man been to prison, do that make him bad? The man that started his life, and do he make him bad? Do you look over him because he had a few bumps in the road? And he kind of spend his life.
I don't know about these bumps, okay? But you know what? If a man been to prison, okay, that's cool. But when you get out of prison, what you doing? You still living your prison lifestyle? Or you trying to move on with your life and make some executive moves where you can get your life back started? What are you doing?
So what you're saying, that it's hard to find a black man equal to a white man. What you telling me?
Well, that ain't what I was telling you, but yeah, you just answered that. Yes, that's true.
So
and not only that, and it ain't so much an equal. You can't find a black man equal to a black woman even.
What? Say that again.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Well,
anybody else on this? You want to test out somebody, get somebody else's review? I'm sure I ain't the only person on this line.
Now, you got more people on this line. But I'm going to do.
I want to hear their point of view.
8138, what is your point of view?
Bishop, I have nothing to say about that.
Okay,
4019,
what is your point of view?
Hello?
Yeah, what is your point of view?
Bishop, I think you asked me early on, and I just don't know, but I have to agree with the previous response.
Right.
That you agree that it's hard to find black men out here?
There are plenty and plenty of black men out here, yeah. But not the type of man I would be looking for.
But is it because you're an executive? Is it because of your status or what you want in life?
All of that, Bishop.
Okay. I want to thank you, young ladies, tonight. Y'all have been entertaining. Tomorrow night, I'm going to talk about the healing, what healing take place when those races get together. I'm talking tomorrow night about black women and white men on the healing tip. Do it heal a relationship or do it break down a relationship? Okay. I want to thank all y'all to come on tonight. And all this week, we're going to talk about it. So call somebody to listen where they can put their 2 cents in, because we're trying to see what we need to do to bring our community back together. You know, Dr. King said black and white together, and some people deal with it. And is it time for black and white to be together? And this kind of race hate going on. If my thing is, if you got a child and you're into a racial situation, you got a problem at school, problem in college, and it didn't happen. The dad is black, the mama white, the mama is white, the dad is black, the dad is white, the mom is black, and it's a real hard problem for them to make it in school. But I think each one that come on tonight, and we're going to be able to get through this, you know. So out of this, it's going to bring victory. It's going to bring love. And this is a $1 trillion flow night. And we talking about a $1 trillion question. You know, and right now they're talking about, and I want to say this one, the young girl got raped and the doctor went and got the baby out of her. I think the doctor was right. So the girl was raped. I believe that women should have control of their own body. The doctor and the woman should have control, not no politician telling you what to do with you. It's between your God, your doctor, you, God, and the doctor. Well, nobody else have nothing to do with what's going on with your body. I'm going to say good night to everybody. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night.